All right, man. So I'm making some pretty good progress on the multidimensional displacement machine. Pretty stoked about that.
Oh, man, you got to be careful with one of those. That's some heavy shit.
I don't know, man. What's the worst that could possibly happen?
What's the worst? Oh, I wouldn't have said that.
Dude, what's that?
Wherever it is, I'm sure you fucking did it.
Oh, shit. What's up, turd muffs?
Hey, fart goblin.
Dude, who are these guys?
Hey, I'm Evil Jeff.
And I'm Evil JD. We're the evil versions of you guys. Oh, dude, this must be because of the machine. I must have accidentally brought in some evil versions of ourselves.
I told you it was going to go badly.
All right, I'm working on it. We're here to take over the podcast now. We own Traversing the Stars.
It's all ours. I pulled down signs on one-way streets.
I pushed a little old lady in the street. She was trying to cross the street, and she thought I was going to help her cross, but I pushed her into traffic instead.
I sell NFTs.
Whoa, dude, you are evil.
That's right.
All right, I think I got it.
I hope so. Do it quickly.
No! Dude, what the hell was that?
That was messed up. And your fault as usual.
Yeah, I guess there's no talking my way out of this one. This was definitely my fault.
Yeah, you tore a hole in space and time. That's on you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take the heat on that one. That one's on me. Welcome to Traversing the Stars. I'm JD Ross. I'm with Jeff Haas, coming at you broadcasting from the mothership. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome.
That's right. If you're watching, you might have noticed that we're a little bit extra sci-fied up. We're just kind of taking the show up a notch or two, throwing in some weird, fun shit. So I hope everybody's having fun with that. So today, before we actually do get into the show, because we actually did have a reason for doing all that sci-fi nonsense when we started here, I do have a little bit of an update about our Scream episode that I got today.
Okay.
All right. So remember, we gave a shout out to Nate. We asked a question of the travelers at home, asked if anybody knew about the who was wearing the costumes and all that. Nate texted me this afternoon after listening to the episode, and there's actually an answer to that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I got it right here. All right. So six people have worn the costume total. Actually, sorry, seven. There were seven total that have worn the costume. The main guy, let me see here. Dane Farwell was the main guy. He's a stuntman. He did a lot of that. Now, the main ones come from when the reveal happened. So Timothy Oliphant as Mickey wore the costume, pulled the mask off. Same with Jill, same with Roman. But Skeet Ulrich, who played Billy, he did actually wear it, like running around the opening scene, I believe. And Wes Craven wore it at one point, but it was mostly done. He did that as a cameo. It was like, it was something that he felt that he wrote in that it was like just a requirement. He gets to be in the costume at one point. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, we all learned something today. So, that's it for our updates. So, you want to tell
that's
everybody?
Cool.
Yeah, dude. Isn't that fucking awesome?
I like that we're updating other shows. This is all connected.
That's right. It all connects. It all makes sense. It all makes sense. All right. So why don't you tell everybody why we're over here talking about interdimensional shit and evil usses?
Well, it turns out that we both had a chance to watch Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Oh, man. I was so excited to get to see it. I didn't think I was going to get to with all the Omicron going around and all that shit. By the time this episode's out, it'll probably be another fucking variant that comes out. So,
well, I got to see it, sat down with my wife, and we watched it in a apparently assigned seating situation at the theaters now, which is ridiculous. But we sat and we saw it. I will say, I don't know about you, but I think this episode is going to be spoiler heavy.
I think so. Yeah. So everybody, spoiler warning. This is your one and only shot. So if you don't want spoilers, I would just jump out now until you've seen it.
Yes. Jump out of the ship. Get out now. We'll pick you up. The mothership will get you later.
That's right. The mothership will be back for you. All right. So now that we've got that out of the way, we can talk freely. So, dude, tell me your initial thoughts. What did you think of it?
I mean, I liked it. I mean, I will say, though, the hype was insane. I'm not sure if the movie could ever reach the hype that it had going into it, but I enjoyed it.
I agree with that. I think it was definitely hyped up, but I liked it. All right. So one of the issues that I have with like DC, for example, is DC seems to recycle villains over and over. Like how many fucking Jokers, how many General Zods, how many Lex Luthors have you seen? I'm fucking sick of that shit. But Spider-Man, because I mean, there's an entire, I mean, like what's the rogues gallery in Batman? I mean, there are so many villains they could work with that are not the fucking Joker. And same with Superman. I mean, you know, what's Darkseid? I'd love to see Darkseid.
Yeah, he shows up for a minute in Justice League Snyder Cut. And I can tell you right now, the Snyder people will bitch about you for saying he's not there. He was for 5 minutes.
Hey, if he was there, that's cool. At least they're trying. But Spider-Man, I've noticed, or Marvel in general, really. I mean, they really like to like lay the villains out. Because, I mean, let's think of like, the villains that we've had across this series has been spectacular.
Yes.
I mean, in this trilogy alone.
Yeah, I will go. Some people say the villains in Marvel are often the problem. I think the villains in Marvel have been the strength.
Oh, I agree. 100%.
Loki alone is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Ranks,
you know, Thanos was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, they have some great villains. I mean, the Winter Soldier in Captain America 2 was awesome.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man is no different. You can't argue with Mysterio. They made a guy with a fishbowl helmet awesome. I mean,
dude, he's one of the coolest fucking villains ever.
Right. And he had, you know, he was one of those people who you think can never be translated to a movie because he looked too stupid, and they pulled it off.
Yeah.
You know, and then they had in the first movie, you got Vulture, another stupid character in the comic books. Awesome character Vulture in the movie.
I'm going to be honest. I have always loved Vulture. I was very excited when I found out he was the main one in the first of this trilogy. I was very excited about that. And Keaton pulled that shit off extraordinarily.
Yes. I'm glad they didn't go for a geriatric Vulture.
Yeah, that part is a little bit lame. But I mean, like, yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that. I can't even argue that. Like, I don't mind a middle-aged, like, I guess boomer Vulture, but yeah, no, I don't want like a World War II vet Vulture.
Yeah. And like I said, and it worked. And going to Spider-Man 3, technically I guess Spider-Man, what is 7 or whatever the hell it is
now. I was gonna say, like, we have to like differentiate now because there's what, 3 for each one. Was there 3 with the Andrew Garfield ones?
Two amazing Spider-Man, they knew when
that's
to
right.
quit.
That's right. Okay.
So yeah, so this is number MCU number 3, and they figured it out how do you top yourself, and it was by just bringing them all back, and by doing so, you cement in stone that this is the Green Goblin of Marvel. This is the Green Goblin. You know, this is the Lizard of Marvel.
This is the Doc Ock of Marvel.
Right, and it cements them as the only ones. You're not going to have like 40 different Jokers. You know, this is one Green Goblin, and. And they played off nostalgia, and they played off history, and they both honored what came before and made you, you know, look forward to what was coming after. It was genius, absolute genius.
I thought so too. You know, like I don't know, like the nostalgia part really worked because they really made the three like very cohesive with their communication together. When they Doctor Strange played a big role in it. Doctor Strange basically because everybody remembers the one what is it? What was the one before No Way Home?
Far From Home.
Far From Home. I get all the home ones like throw me off, but everybody remembers J. Jonah Jameson, which I gotta say, there is no other J. Jonah Jameson besides J.K. Simmons. That is the only fucking J. Jonah Jameson. I will accept no other JJJ. But like,
I agree.
In the end of Far From Home, it was he revealed Spider-Man's identity, which, by the way, that was a good ending. That one, I remember I was in the theater for that one. That got applause when he popped up on screen.
Yes.
Like actual applause.
He is in all the Spider-Man movies. One of the best characters is J. Jonah Jameson. I mean, the way Simmons plays him, he is one of the favorites. I mean, he's almost better than the Spider-Man as far as your favorite characters.
Absolutely. Especially the way he pulls it off. So it's a bit of a fucking crisis if you know, the entire world knows who you are and you're a superhero. So Peter goes to Doctor Strange and asks for a spell, and things get fucked up.
I will say this. Doctor Strange is the Gomer Pyles of the Spider-Man movie, is all I'm going to say. He is such a goober.
I like Strange.
I like Strange in the Strange movie. I like Strange in the Avengers, but he is a dumbass in the movie.
Yeah, he kind of fucks shit up. I mean, like, he's supposed to be some kind of grandmaster, but he does kind of fuck shit up a little bit.
Yes, he's supposed to be intellectually on par with Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And he didn't think to himself, maybe I shouldn't let the three kids try to handle all this. That may not be the best way to go.
I did think it was, like, I was actually, okay, so, like, after things started to get fucked up and, like, you know, the shit was coming through and they had to fix it, and then they had the whole fight. They had a, you know, yes. Strange and Spider-Man, because, like, Strange had the whole plan of, like, they got to go back. Like, because, like, you know, there was this whole, like, weird, like, we're going to get along thing for a minute, which was kind of interesting. I don't know. What did you think of that?
That all the villains were going to get along with Spider-Man?
Yeah. I feel like that part did drag a little bit.
It did, but I thought it gave some chance for them to show them as characters. True. Because without that scene, the only moments they would have would be truly villainous moments.
True.
And unlike when you got to watch them the first time playing the parts, you got to watch them turn into the villain. Yeah. This is the moment where you got to see them as people again before they turn. So you get a little bit of pathos going on there.
All right, yeah, I'll give you that. Okay, so it drug for a little bit, but it was pretty okay. You got a good point. I'll give you that. But I was a little pissed off at Spider-Man when he was, like, trying to, like, stop the whole situation at that point, when he fought Strange.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think geometry beats magic, but hey, whatever.
No, I don't think so either. Like, he would have had a way around that. He literally even said, we're in the mirror realm, I'm in control here. Like,
yeah,
come on.
And the whole idea that they're going to die the moment they go there, I'm not sure how taking away their powers was going to change anything once they go back. I mean,
it wouldn't have.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, now you're about to die, but now you have no powers to even try to save yourself. It's,
yeah, you know, well, I mean, like, think about it. The only thing that might have maybe, well, no, because, like, he would have had to do it either way when Doc Ock, because he kind of came back in the end of the second Toby one. Like, he kind of came back to his senses. So he was already kind of there. Like, right. But there was nothing he could do about it. It was like a self-containing singularity that he had to, like, drown in the Hudson River or some shit. So, yeah, I don't think it would have made a difference, especially with Doc Ock.
It was a logical fallacy that you just ignored because you liked the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole point is that they go back in time to the point of that they left, which was at the point of their death.
Yeah.
So taking away their powers doesn't do shit unless you're going to bring them back in time.
Weaker. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, unless you're bringing them back in time, which then you're now upsetting an entire multiverse's timeline and you're going to screw that up too. And so, yeah, no, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Cause you got to remember the consequences of that too. Cause it's not just going to be a straightforward situation. I mean, there's going to be consequences with that.
Yeah. And Spider-Man, who's supposed to be a super genius, should have figured that out.
He's also a kid, and he was dealing with shit way above his own understanding.
That's true, but I don't know. I mean, you dealt with the whole Avengers Endgame situation where, you know, and I'm sure someone sat around and said time travel was a bad part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And you think Spider-Man would be like, you're probably right. You know, I mean,
that's true. Yeah.
If you think too hard about the movie, it does start to fall in certain areas. I mean, when you think about it, and I'm going to spoil this right now.
Yeah.
The end of the movie proves that the middle of the movie was pointless.
That's true.
It ended up, everything he had done when he's trying to save these people turned out to be worth nothing because Doctor Strange undid the whole thing anyway.
Yeah.
So you have an hour of the movie that meant nothing, though it does lead into one of the most heartbreaking moments in the entire franchise. I don't know if you want to go into it a little bit or wait.
You know what? Let's wait on that. We'll end with that of how it was wrapped up. So,
I didn't mean how it was wrapped up. I mean
what happened?
Green Goblin and that fucking tour. My wife's heart just got ripped out of her body. I was looking at her like, yeah, this is not gonna go good for her. But that was a brutal moment. So you want to talk about it or wait?
You know what? Go ahead, talk about it. We built it up at this point. Let's talk about it.
All right. The death of Aunt May was like a fucking earthquake.
Yeah.
She I mean, this isn't like the old crappy Aunt May from the original Spider-Man. This is an Aunt May that everyone just likes. She's awesome.
This is everyone's favorite Aunt May.
Marissa Tomei.
Love
her. She is awesome. And I just want to point this out because there's people who've argued this, and I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed on air. Mm-hmm. People are saying that because Marissa Tomei was young, she was not the right Aunt May. If you think that Spider-Man's parents, at least the mother, is related to Aunt May, unless the mother had Peter when she was in her 50s,
which is very unlikely.
The age of Marissa Tomei is the age of what would be the correct age for Peter's mom, as sisters are close within a few years. So screw you, Marissa Tomei is the best.
You've talked about that on the show before. I agree with you, man. Like, you made a good point with that. So yeah, I love, and dude, who doesn't love Marissa Tomei?
She is phenomenal, and she was likable.
Yeah,
and the whole thing with Happy Hogan, you thought this is it. This is the perfect couple right here.
Poor Happy.
And how it all happened. I mean, I was shocked by it. That was one of the moments that did not get spoiled for me, and I was shocked.
Well, nothing got spoiled for me, luckily. But I gotta say, like, as soon as she started saying, "With great power comes great responsibility," I think that I knew. Like, even before it was like fully. I think it was like, oh, she's going to die. She's going to have to at this point.
Yeah. And it was a brutal scene. I mean, in a movie that up to that point was semi silly.
Yeah.
That hits you hard. That hit you right in the fucking balls.
Well, and yeah, exactly. And that's the point, I think, where it really took, like, it took it up to the next, like, kind of level, yes. I guess. Like, it took it up to the point of like, all right, shit's real now. Like, we got to take care of shit. And there's that point now in all of them. I mean, like, there's the point where like, it's getting real. Like, I gotta go do some hero shit now. Like, this is the part of being a hero that fucking sucks.
I mean, it went from, in many ways, this is a fun, you know, third movie. This is gonna be a good time. And you're like,
no, you're gonna get your heart fucking wrenched.
It's the most brutal scene in any Marvel movie, in my opinion.
I would
worse
say
than the death of Tony Stark, in my opinion.
It's up there. I don't know if I want to commit to saying it's worse than Stark.
See, Tony Stark, I knew was going to have to die at the end of that movie.
True.
Because, you know, Robert Downey Jr. was not coming back.
True. Doesn't make it any easier, though.
No, but I already knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those things where it was so talked about that you kind of just knew it was how it was going to end. Marissa Tomei, no one even mentioned this was her last, the end of her contract. She was done. So I just assumed, I didn't even think about it. And then when it happened, I was like, they're not going, oh my God, they are doing it.
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
Well, and you know, it's interesting too, and I don't know if you caught this, I think like they did actually drop a little bit of a hint as to where the future of the series is going. Because I know Tom Holland, by the way, did you know Tom Holland is English?
Yes,
I didn't know that. I thought he was American for some reason.
All the good actors apparently are English.
Hey, that happens. But apparently, so there's like a lot of discussion as to whether or not he's going to come back or not, and the way they ended it, it kind of lets an out for that. But did you catch what Electro said right after he lost his powers?
I would say no.
I always thought you were black. Someone out there, somewhere out there has to be a black Spider-Man.
Miles Morales.
Dude. We're going to get fucking Morales, dude. By the way, I'm fucking playing the Miles Morales, like, Spider-Man game. That shit is fucking awesome, dude. He's got the Venom power or whatever. It's like that super punch shit that he has.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Miles Morales on the big screen.
I mean, I think he'd be a good character. I wonder if they're going to do a DC thing like what they did with Batman, where there's Batman in multi multiverses. Because the rumors are there's going to be Amazing Spider-Man movie 3. You're going to have Tom Holland signed up for 6 Spider-Man movies, so he does get 3 more.
Okay.
And maybe Miles Morales.
Was that confirmed? Because I thought he was in discussion.
He's in for the 6 movies total.
Okay.
And he's going to show up in one of the Sony movies as well, apparently.
Okay, so then I bet you he's probably going to take the mentor role for Morales. I think Morales is eventually going to become the new, like, main Spider-Man. They're probably going to work together a little bit.
I mean, it's possible. If nothing else, that's a wonderful motivational thing for Marvel and Sony. You don't sign a contract? Fuck it. We got somebody else lined up.
Exactly. And then it's like, yeah, you're in the movie, but like, yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty excited to see where that goes, so...
I'm excited to see where Spider-Man goes. I mean, there's so many places for it to go.
Especially now that you've got multiverse options.
Multiverse options. They have a litany of supervillains at their disposal from all over the place that they can still use. The Rhino can show up from freaking Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Did you notice that he actually started to show up in the end when the Strange was closed and everything?
No.
One of the shadows was Rhino.
Seriously?
Yeah. If you look really closely, really quick, there was two of them. Like okay. The part where like, they're coming through. I can't stop them. If you look in the clouds, you can see Rhino. And there was another, I think there was another one, but I didn't catch who it was, but there's definitely okay. Rhino. So Rhino is definitely being considered for that.
That'd be a fight. You never see Spider-Man ever fight in one of these movies. I mean, that's a totally different type of battle that he would have to fight.
Yeah. And I don't think Rhino can hold his own as like a main villain unless they like evolve him a little bit. He's more of a henchman villain.
If you make Kingpin your number one baddie,
which they could. Vincent D'Onofrio is playing him, and he's doing well.
And Rhino and is
Matt
there.
Gargan showed up.
Oh, that's right. Yes, he did.
Or Matt Gargan. That's Scorpion. Matt Murdock, Daredevil, showed up.
So did Gargan from the first Spider-Man. First Spider-Man movie with Michael Keaton, right? He's the one who said, "Who is Spider-Man?" And Keaton goes, "I don't know." That's Gargan.
Okay. So he's referenced. Yeah, absolutely. So they could definitely do Scorpion. I mean, dude, Scorpion on big screen would be fucking awesome.
There's so many Spider-Man characters that'd be so awesome. I mean,
yeah.
I think the fourth villain is going to be Venom.
It's got to be.
We're spoiling that anyway. Yeah, they showed the little black puddle shit.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be Venom. It's going to be Venom for sure.
Yeah. And I imagine that Eddie Brock is not going to be Tom Hardy, I guess, because Tom Hardy went back.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a different Eddie Brock?
Well, he also lost his memory. Like, he lost some memory. I didn't see Carnage yet, so I'm not sure if there's something connecting that.
Oh, I'll keep my mouth shut then.
Okay.
Because there's a spoiler there. But
okay.
The question is, because he does go back to the regular, his dimension at the very end. He does that little thing where he falls out of the dimension again in the end of No Way Home. So that either Tom Hardy lives in both universes, or it's going to be a totally different Eddie Brock, and then just going to walk away from that.
Okay, so then here's what I think is going to happen. So they're going to get a little creative with the IP, and it's not going to be Eddie Brock. Eddie Brock has been Venom, but I think they're going to introduce somebody else as Venom.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. That could be how they could introduce Miles Morales.
Well, keep in mind, Scorpion in the comic books has been Venom as well.
That's true. I think Mary Jane was Venom at some point.
Flash Thompson was Venom.
Flash Thompson could work.
He turns into like Space Venom or some shit.
Wait a minute. What's the best friend? What's the dude?
Oh, Ned Leeds, Hobgoblin.
Ah, dude, it's okay. Is that the original? That's not the original Hobgoblin.
He's the one that reveals to be Hobgoblin, I think. Like, he's like the main Hobgoblin. I don't know if he's the original, but he's the main one.
Well, that could work because I'm not gonna turn into a villain, but I mean, the Hobgoblin's whole thing was he came upon one of Green Goblin's like stashes and just basically stole his whole gimmick. So Ned could show up as Hobgoblin. I would love to see Hobgoblin.
It doesn't even have to be that universe's Ned Leeds.
That's true.
It could be the evil version of Ned Leeds.
Ha ha ha. Evil Ned. So many evil characters tonight. Ah, I love it.
I'm telling you, it's possible. I mean, there's so many places for it to go, but the only issue is, I guess we're going to be waiting, 3 years to find out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not going to happen anytime soon. And
no, definitely not.
That's a long fucking wait.
Oh, dude, how much does that fucking suck? Like, we're going to be into the next, like, election cycle by then. I'm not ready for that shit.
We're going to be on, like, the 100th virus plague by then. I mean,
we'll get all the way through the Z's and start over. Alpha 2.0.
Now, one other thing that's important, I think, to discuss about this franchise, yes. Spider-Man. They again intentionally left off any mention of Ben Parker, Uncle Ben. When Aunt May is buried and they're at the tombstone,
yeah,
there's no tombstone next to it that says Ben Parker. They ignored any potential chance to reference Ben Parker. They've never mentioned Ben Parker in the franchise at all.
In the third trilogy.
In the MCU, they've never mentioned
right Ben the Parker. Official MCU. Well, right, not I mean not now because I think Toby would be considered MCU at this point. So,
well, right.
Officially,
in the Hollandverse, they've never mentioned Ben Parker at all. They've referenced him, well, sort of referenced, but not really. Never by name. So the question that when Toby and Garfield reference Uncle Ben,
yeah,
he doesn't say I have an Uncle Ben too. He never mentions it.
It just kind of goes over his head.
does Uncle Ben exist in the MCU?
Well, and you know, that's something right there. Cause I mean, like, that's the thing with multiverse. You can really explain any of that kind of shit away. Like Uncle Ben, hey, he just doesn't exist in this one. Like, that's just how the cookie crumbled here. So, I mean, they could just be as simple as that. So, which keeps everybody guessing.
So what do you think? Is Uncle Ben in the Hollandverse or no?
I'd be interested to see how they would do that. Like, how would they reintroduce him?
I mean, all they would need is like a name drop.
True.
You know, let's go to Uncle Ben's, you know, just all they have to do is they go to, because eventually the movie's going to start. Prediction. Mm-hmm. We need like a background sound when the prediction's about to make, you know, like a little tune. Prediction.
I'll make one of those at some point.
In Hollandverse movie 4, it's going to start off with him at the gravestone of Aunt May, mm-hmm. and maybe they'll show the Ben Parker tombstone there, headstone, mm-hmm. or and maybe that how they would do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
They might have just left him out just because, like, they might have also just been like something like they just wanted to keep like Marissa Tomei as like a single.
I mean,
something.
It could be, you know, just too late now kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's been too many movies now.
Ship sailed. Like I mentioned him
now, you know?
Yeah, ship sailed. So it's like, yeah, sorry. Like, yeah, no Uncle Ben. No rice for you. All right, so let's talk about the villains here, because that was like definitely the big driver for this one. Willem Dafoe, as always, fucking annihilated.
I'm going to say,
Really?
I was less enthused.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the issue you had with it?
Oh, here comes the hate mail. All right.
Conversing the stars at gmail.com.
Yeah. Just keep in mind that the Twitter links all go to JD.
We both run him. He's going to see him. Don't worry.
All right. Here's my issue.
All right.
He was too cartoonish for the MCU.
Really?
See, the original Spider-Man trailer with Sam Raimi, Tobey Maguire was a little on the silly side, a little goofy.
Yeah.
The MCU plays it way more straight. When Michael Keaton is the Vulture, very straight.
Very, not like I'm going to give an evil speech. Much more like I'm going to fucking kill you. Like kind of
right.
Shit. Yeah.
Mysterio, pretty straight.
I'll say a little bit silly too, though.
I don't think intentionally silly.
Not intentionally.
But Willem Dafoe was over the top in a way that MCU is not used to having, and he felt like he was in the wrong movie, in my opinion.
Well, but he kind of was.
He was, but it felt so obviously out of the tone of the Spider-Man, the MCU, that it felt to me that it almost was like Spider-Man was fighting a cartoon.
Well, I mean, that could be argued. I mean, he kind of was, but I don't know, man. I love Dafoe. I love, I thought he did great because like he kind of took the role of like the leader. I can't say Sinister Six because there was five of them.
Yeah. I wonder why they just didn't go ahead and put in one more. I mean, Jesus Christ, you're right there.
I mean, a Deadpool joke, maybe they could only afford five.
Yeah, but I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Dafoe in just about everything, but I think he was out of character. I think Dr. Octopus was slightly too silly for the movie as well.
Really?
I think he made a couple of comments like in the beginning where I'm thinking to myself, they're almost punished. And I'm thinking Dr. Octopus, to me, didn't quite feel like he was in the right character for even Dr. It was a little off. The ones that I think did a good job, I think Marco, Sandman, I think,
oh yeah,
did a good job. I think he felt, I felt he wasn't the right character.
He had the same vibe that he had in the third Toby one. Kind of almost like more tragic than I feel like the comics portrayed him. Because like, I mean, he's always been portrayed as like, you know, kind of like he's still a bad guy, but like he was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Tragic. I mean, you know what I mean? Like kind of, you felt bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think they did a good job. I think he transferred the best to the MCU than all the others.
I don't know. I think Jamie Foxx did pretty well too. I think Electro was pretty awesome.
Jamie Foxx did well, though it was not the same Electro.
True. Did you notice? Did you notice when he was powering up? It like kind of did like the head.
Yes,
thing?
Yes, it did. That was cool.
That was cool. That was awesome.
But like I said, Electro in the second Amazing Spider-Man is a bit of a dork.
Yes,
this Jimmy Fox is not a dork. He was a different Jimmy Fox. Well, I mean, I think, Electro.
I think like yeah, he was a dork in that one, but like it was also like at this point he also kind of like I think he kind of like had some ego at this point, like the character. Maybe. I mean, like so like at this point it's like I mean if you could fly and like shoot electricity and shit, I mean you're not going to worry about being a dork. You're going to be a little bit egotistical. You're going to be a little bit of a dickhead, and you're probably going to you know, gonna end up in a villain cell in a wizard's dungeon.
But like I said, but it was still fun seeing them come back, though. That was fun. Yeah. The fight at the end was fun with them all fighting together. I think I would like to have seen them more choreographed as a group together to see what they would be like with all five.
Yeah,
but it worked.
Well, I like how they even touched upon that, like because they were so used to fighting solo. That, and this is actually what makes me think that Holland is going to mentor Miles, because like he was the one that kind of pulled him together. Like, all right, we got to coordinate together. We got to work together, because he was the one that had worked with the Avengers. You know, he was used to a group thing and the other two weren't. So like that's another reason I think that he's going to mentor Miles.
I mean, I thought it was cool. And I think the three of them together was fun. The Tommy Maguire moment at the end with Tom Holland was fun. The Andrew Garfield when he saves Zendaya and he has that look on his face like
that part
I wish it was mine, dude. You know, like, there was that like was a great scene.
That was a great scene, but dude, that moment lasted so fucking long. Like, cause like it was like just the look he had when like he was like, "Are you okay?" She's like, "Yeah." Are you? And like she didn't know. Like she didn't know what that meant to him, but like that was a big that was a fucked up moment, dude.
It was. It was
it was kind of beautiful.
I mean, I thought it was great. I mean, I almost looked for a second like Garfield Spider-Man was thinking, I wish it wasn't you who I saved.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, wish it was.
Like, it's like on some level, it's like, yeah, like you can't be mad you saved somebody. But at the same time, it's like there's a little bit of like, you know, what that particular moment just would hit so hard. It'd be so hard to just be okay with that completely.
You know, interestingly enough, I personally do not really like the Amazing Spider-Man movies. But I think Garfield was the best character to be introduced into that movie. He did the best job.
Yeah, he did great. He did better than he did in his own movies, I think. But I wasn't a huge fan of his. Like for me, I think Tom Holland has been the best Spider-Man. I think Toby is second. I mean, I love Toby. Like Toby was awesome. Like that was like the first outing with it. I think Garfield was kind of the weakest, to be honest. And I think they kind of referenced that like a little bit. Like,
yeah. And by the way, I will point out the hysterical back injury joke of Tobey Maguire.
That was awesome. Oh, you got back problems? You got back issues? Yeah, swinging the web. I got a lower back thing. You want me to crack your back? I love those three together.
Yes.
That was phenomenal.
I feel like I'm the one who's complaining here, but my only small complaint was when they're all in Spider-Man costumes in the action, I couldn't tell who was who.
Yeah, and I think that was a little bit intentional.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it was like, all right, now they're not one, they're three. Like they're, you know, this is like, I don't know, it's like the three ninjas or I don't know, whatever. That's the most random fucking reference I could have made, but three amigos, three fucking something. But the three is now one, I think. But
maybe. Yeah. But yeah, but I mean, you know the reference to the Tobey Maguire back injury, right?
No, I didn't actually understand the reference. I thought it was just something funny they threw out.
No, it's a reference. It was a dig at Tobey Maguire. Okay, so in the filming of Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire, he hurt his back on set and got injured. So that's why there's a scene in Spider-Man. If you watch Spider-Man 2, he falls on a car and he starts and goes, "Oh, my back." They're making fun of the fact that he hurt his back during the shoot and got injured during it. So they were harking back to the fact that Tobey Maguire had gotten a back injury making Spider-Man 2.
Okay, dude, like you gotta give Toby some fucking like extra credit for like just being super cool about that. Like,
yeah.
It seemed like they were all having a good time, too.
You know, I thought it was great. I mean, even the silly stuff like Garfield walking across the scene to get something for that woman. It was funny.
He's just holding himself, by the way. It's like, crawl more. Like, this isn't enough proof. This isn't enough for you.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. I mean, yeah. Garfield was great. Maguire was great.
I love how they reference how, like, he makes the webs and the other two. Yeah. And they're wait, is that the, does it just come out of your wrists?
Oh yeah. that like I said, they had some nice in jokes. I mean, you could tell when the jokes were to the audience. You know,
definitely.
You know these jokes.
A lot of throwbacks.
You have these conversations yourself. They're gonna talk about it.
Exactly. They even did the meme, like the three Spider-Men, dropped that real quick.
See, I didn't catch it until after I saw the movie and I saw someone do it on a meme. I said, fuck, I totally missed that scene. But yeah. It's there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's if you blink, man, you miss a lot of shit in this one.
I mean, if I wanted to drive from my home and sit in a theater again to spend more money, I would totally watch that movie a couple more times to pick up all the details.
I'm going to wait till it's, actually, it's not even going to be on fucking Disney Plus. Is it because Sony owns it? Don't
they? No, it's going to be Disney Plus. Disney has an agreement. So you have to wait 45 days from release.
Are the other two on there?
Yes, I believe so.
Good to know. That's awesome. That makes me happy.
Yeah. when they made the second agreement, Sony and Disney, that was part of the agreement. And okay. See, the agreement that Sony and Disney have is two agreements. One was the Disney Plus agreement. The other one is that Tom Holland has to show up in the Sony movies.
Okay. Okay.
So he's either going to show up in Venom 3 or Morbius 2, one of the two.
I know Keaton is supposed to show up in Morbius because they show him in the trailer.
He's in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that should be interesting.
But which universe version of Michael Keaton?
Exactly. It could be completely different. What's Adrian Toomes? It could be a completely different Adrian Toomes.
I mean, at this point, anything is possible and any excuse to undo something. I mean, you can now bring in any character you want, take out any character you want, and all you have to say is, different universe is fine.
See, I like that. Like, because I mean, I know if it's used wrong, it can be a little bit lazy, but I feel like it's in good hands, like with how they're going to do that. Because I mean, like, yes, even if they do just a one off that fucking multiverse, like, it's just how it is. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, it's canon now. So,
yeah, I mean, there's a, you know, it's maybe how they're going to explain why Doctor Strange was the dumbass in this movie. They'll be like, oh, it was the other Doctor Strange.
Different Doctor Strange. I did like their banter, too. The whole call me Steven. Okay, Steven, that feels weird. Call me Doctor.
Yeah, I mean, they did. There's so many smart little touches. Like when Wong shows up and Wong is obviously referencing a little bit of the Shang-Chi when he goes off and he fights the Abomination. That MCU, there's some people who shit on the MCU, but I think it's one of the smartest franchises we've ever seen.
It's brilliant because, I mean, like, there was just, like, and, like, there's so much source material to pull from. I mean, like honestly, Spider-Man is one of the, like, I mean, Marvel is one of the richest, like, histories in comic books. I mean, there's so much going on there.
And once again, the Zack Snyder lovers can suck it, but it's why the DC universe... fails and MCU doesn't.
Dude.
The MCU has a rich history and they trust their characters and they introduce their characters as those characters should be based on the comic books.
Yes.
DC is embarrassed by their characters and try to create a darker, hipper, more relevant version of these guys.
I think they're a little bit like intimidated by the fact that, like, Marvel is we can admit Marvel is a little bit more approachable, a little bit more, I think, colorful. Is that the word I'm going for? Like, a little bit more fun?
Well, the movies certainly are.
Yeah, I mean, even the comics are, I would argue.
The comic books, historically speaking, Marvel was slightly more serious than DC in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
But now DC has started moved into a darker realm, and Marvel has stayed kind of consistent.
Yeah.
But I think DC is embarrassed by the fact that their characters came from the goofy 60s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that Superman is too goofy and, you know, and the Flash is too goofy, and they're trying to make them all serious.
Yeah.
And I think that's where they fail with their characters. And Marvel's just like, this is just who they are. This is who we have.
This is who they are. This is what you're getting. And we're going to do it justice. I think.
Right. Tom Holland feels like Peter Parker. He's very much so. I don't feel like they walked away from the fact that he's Peter Parker. They don't walk away from the fact he's still like a teenager.
Yeah.
This is Peter Parker. That's just how it is.
Exactly. You know? And that's why I love Tom Holland. I think he's been the best Spider-Man.
Yeah. And I mean, he just feels like he goes to high school. I mean, he's older than a high school kid, but he feels like he goes to high school.
Yeah. He's got a very young look. I mean, he's definitely got a baby face going on, and he pulls that role off well. So does Zendaya. I mean, like, she's not a teenager, but I mean, yeah, she can pull it off. So.
She can pull off anything.
Sorry. I love Zendaya. She's awesome. All right. So can we, I feel like we got to talk about how it ended and what it meant for the universe and possibly going forward.
Okay, you want to start?
So that was a tough ending, the way they did it with everybody forgetting who he is.
Yeah, my wife cried. My wife said that was not fair. And I was like,
it's not. Because, I mean, Strange could have fixed that in that moment, theoretically.
You know, after you fucked up almost the entire universe trying the first time, you may have just been like, listen, kid, this is your lesson.
It's like, look, dude, like,
don't fuck around.
Things got fucked up. Like, that is what it is. Like, you should have just dealt with this before.
Yeah. I gave you the shot. I gave you one or two people to hold your thing. You weren't happy. You bitched about it. Now you're dealing with the real repercussions of things.
Yeah.
And it's one of the few times you actually have true repercussions in a superhero movie. I mean, true on end of the movie repercussions.
Absolutely. Yeah. And here's another thing too. I mean, it's not even unheard of that people know who some superheroes are. Tony Stark admitted at the end of the first Iron Man that he's Iron Man.
Spider-Man's the only character in the MCU with a secret identity. If you think about it, he's literally the only one.
Not Daredevil.
Daredevil, he just kind of sort of entered the MCU. But he wasn't in the MCU until this movie.
Officially. I mean, there was the show. But
Kevin Feige said 5 or 6 years ago, when the Daredevil season 2 was about to come out,
yeah,
Feige quite clearly stated the Netflix shows are not MCU.
Right. So him being in the movie was actually a pretty big deal.
It's him now saying they're all back in the MCU now. Or at least
he is.
One version of him.
Yeah, one version of Matt Murdock is in the MCU officially.
Right. So because Matt Murdock is in Spider-Man doesn't mean Iron Fist has to be. Just for everyone to keep that in mind.
True, true.
You know, that could be a Netflix universe could be their own universe. MCU has just similar people who look the same.
True.
You know?
True. But I did think it was a little, I thought it was very sad. I mean, obviously, like, you know, especially like the part where, you know, he was going to go back and remind Mary Jane and Ned. And then just kind of change his mind.
Well, they were happy. They're happier without him.
How much would that suck? That's some like reverse It's a Wonderful Life shit.
Well, do you think in the fourth movie, this will carry through the entire movie? Or do you think within the first hour, they'll undo all that?
I don't know if in the first hour. I think since it's confirmed that he's got 3 more movies coming in some way, shape or form, I think they're going to start setting up Miles. And I think they're going to find a way by the end of the first movie to somehow fix it. Like, I bet you like Mary Jane or Ned are going to like come across something like a picture of the three of them or some shit. Like, who's this guy? Cause they can't, I mean, it wouldn't have theoretically wouldn't have undone things like that.
Or supposedly there's no evidence anywhere in the world where that Spider-Man and Peter Parker are the same.
Okay.
In fact, they seem to insinuate that Peter Parker didn't exist at all.
They did, which I mean, that's ugh. I mean, so like so theoretically the Avengers wouldn't even know him.
The Avengers, well, remember Happy Hogan at the tombstone of said, who are you? How, and if he's been dating May Parker, Aunt May, mm-hmm. and he doesn't know who Peter Parker is, then nobody knows who Peter Parker
yeah.
is. He doesn't exist in the world at all.
Hmm. Okay, so that's gonna firmly take him out of the Avengers sphere for or whatever the Avengers is going to become. Well, the Avengers are kind of still together, right? Because I think Falcon became
Captain America.
Yeah,
there's no evidence that that they're together because no one's left on the planet from the original Avengers. Really,
that's true. Vision's,
the Vision is dead.
Yeah,
Scarlet Witch went crazy. Doctor Strange was never an Avenger. Thor's off planet. The Hulk is technically left. Captain America, the original is gone. Iron Man's dead. The original Avengers are gone.
True.
So someone would have to reform the original, the new Avengers. Hmm. Maybe Captain Marvel, who knows? But the question is, if no one knows who Spider-Man is, does that technically rewrite all the other Marvel movies like Avengers Endgame and Avengers Infinity War and Civil War, where he's supposed to have shown up, but now technically hasn't sort of.
I guess there'd be some like hellacious Mandela effect going on with that, because I mean, yeah, like because like he would have been essential, like he was there, it's just no one can remember. So I mean, like it happened, okay. He's just like Marty McFly out of the picture in everybody's mind. So
yeah, I got you.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, so then okay. Miles, I can't get off of Miles Morales. I think Miles is gonna show up. it's just a question of how they're going to introduce him. Because, I mean, Donald Glover did show up in the first, was it the first one, the one with Vulture? And they even, like, I think he was, like, related to Miles Morales.
They referenced Miles Morales, I think, twice.
Yeah.
In the franchise so far.
Yeah.
Well, did you see Into the Spider-Verse?
I did not. It's on my list. Oh, my
God, you have to.
Okay.
That's imperative. That's a incoming transmission imperative.
Okay, okay.
I can't talk say what I was gonna say, but it's very important to our conversation. It's
all right. So then we'll have to do an episode on that at some point or something.
but to understand that movie is absolutely essential to explain what could happen with Miles Morales in this version.
Okay. I'll check it out and then we'll go from there then. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So we'll leave it a bit of a mystery at the moment. So okay, cool.
But it would explain why Ned Leeds could go villainous, because he's not a friend of Spider-Man anymore.
That's so true. So if Ned Leeds
does go in his own direction, he did not betray his friend. He never knew he was a friend.
That's true. Yeah. And now, do you think, is he going to have the magic stuff or was that just a one-time thing?
I think that's a one-time thing, because here's the thing. If he's going to MIT, that suggests some science shit.
Yeah. Which could lead to some hobgoblin shit, like we said.
Yeah. So I think that's what we're going to do. I mean, I don't know. The magic thing, I don't know how that would work in a hobgoblin. I don't know. I mean, it kind of feels like that was a thing, but at the same time, I think it was a thing because they needed it to be a thing.
Yeah. Like it could be just to throw us off. Like just to say, okay, he's going to do something. We're just not totally saying what.
Well, the magic thing has to occur to get Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield into the scene.
Right.
Because they couldn't have Dr. Strange do it because he had given up.
Exactly.
So I think that was a plot element for that one movie.
Yeah,
that I don't think they may never refer back to.
I don't think they will, because I think they could do better than that.
Hobgoblin should be better than that. Hobgoblin should be a freaking badass.
Yeah, I always liked Hobgoblin.
He's a good villain. I mean, he's a mercenary. You know, he's not quite as smart as a Green Goblin,
right?
But he's a badass.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He doesn't
have to be.
But here's the thing: do you think that actor can fit the role of Hobgoblin? He doesn't seem like he has enough sinister and formidable and kind of scariness about him to be a great villain.
From what I've seen so far, no. But I have seen on the interwebs, they did a Photoshop where they kind of like took his hair down and kind of slimmed him up a little bit and kind of had him looking a little bit sinister. So I think it's possible. I just don't think it's possible with what we've seen so far. So I think there's potential there, but I'm not going to commit to it. What do you think?
We're going to have to do a 3 years from now.
Yeah.
A retrospective when the movie comes out and be like, and see exactly what we said. And then
just see exactly how wrong we were.
Same thing with a fucking Scream Friend movie. After we do it, we got to do a retrospective called. Yeah. Sorry. the Scream retrospective.
That's right. I can't wait for that to come out, man. I'm excited.
I'm very excited. Yeah, and in Doctor Strange 2, will they reference what happens in this movie?
I think they're going to have to. I mean, in some way, shape, or form.
So,
even if it's just in passing.
So then, shouldn't Spider-Man show up in this one as well?
He might.
I mean, supposedly he's not going to be by himself. Doctor Strange will not be by himself in Doctor Strange 2.
No, because, I mean, they showed him with a bunch of the monks and stuff, too. So, I think, like, there's going to be some extra stuff.
Oh, there's other superheroes in the movie.
Yeah.
They've hinted at a few. If you watch the trailer, they've hinted at a few that are going to be back. And apparently What If connects very closely with Doctor Strange too.
They're doing a lot with multiverse shit, man. They're making it work.
I am loving the MCU. I'm loving the MCU more now than even prior to Endgame.
Same. I can't wait to see what they come up with, man.
I mean, the scope they're playing with in the multiverse is fucking awesome.
It really is. And it gives them a lot of opportunities. So I'm pretty excited about the future.
And the Spider-Man with no memory, there's so many things you can go with that. You can go almost any, from this point forward, he can do anything he wants to do now. This character.
Yeah. So I guess we shall see. So we just got to wait and be patient and find out in about 3 years and however many Delta or COVID variants.
I mean, can we fast forward? is that Where's Doctor Strange when you need him?
Right? He'd be fucking everything up anyway, so.
He's such a dumbass. I'm just.
Well, we want to know what you guys think at home. So, you know, if you're watching on YouTube, you know, leave us a comment. Let us know. If you're just listening, which is, you know, awesome, too. Shoot us over an email. Yeah, hit us up on Twitter. All that good stuff. You know, we're at Traversing the Stars on pretty much every platform. Check me out at Dudas Weirdo. Jeff?
All right, you can find...
Are you going to do this shit again?
You can find me on Twitter at J-House Interviews, at Becker Comics, at Malik Reigns. You can find me on Instagram under Vector Comics. You can find me on Facebook under my name. You can find me under the Vector Comics Fit page. You can find me under the Sanctus page. You can find me on some other pages as well. And I just... signed into Reddit apparently today.
Oh, cool. I need to do that myself. You know, you might as well make an evil Jeff fucking Instagram at some point too.
the mirror version of me, which has only interesting posts for people.
Yeah, right. I love it. Well, yeah, let us know what you guys think. I hope everybody has I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with that as far as any of the episode goes. So.
Have a good time. Watch all our episodes. Subscribe to the YouTube. Follow us on Apple, follow us on Spotify, and
leave us a review if you like what you're hearing. Leave us a review only if you like what you're hearing. If you don't like what you're hearing, just don't bother. But if you like what you're hearing, leave us a review. Just
if you don't like what you're hearing, under your comments just write not gonna bother and we'll know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like putting that out there though now, if we get just a shit ton of comments say not gonna bother, I'm gonna feel really bad about myself.
Well, at least I know what I'm doing in my spare time now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I love you guys. We're getting out of here.